This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It used to be that a book was something you bought at a bookstore and a wallet something you gave or received on Father's Day. The digital revolution is changing everything to help us understand the new wallets and the new e-books. And what's latest? The latest in that technology is Tyrell Dennison. He's our digital ambassador at Ozarks at Large. Tyrell, how are you?
I'm doing good, Kyle.
Let's start with wallets.
Yeah, last week Google had a big announcement, and the focus of that announcement was what is now being called Google Wallet.
Okay, a Google Wallet. And this will eventually replace the wallet I have now?
That is what they're going for. That's the philosophy behind Google Wallet. They laid that out in their vision. You can go to google.com/wallet. And look at that there, and they say what all they want Google Wallet to be able to do. But at this point, the main purpose of Google Wallet is for making purchases. Mm-hmm. So they already have this technology out there. A lot of MasterCard customers have what's called a PayPass, and you can wave it in front of things at certain retail establishments. I believe Exxon Mobil had a card that you could put up by the pump.
Right, and sometimes it's a key fob that you wave in something in front of something.
Right, and so this technology has been around for a little bit. It uses what's called near-field communication, which is a form of RFID, like we have developing here at the university. And what happens is you put the device with the NFC chip near a receiver, and the two communicate. Mm-hmm. And it gets the information it needs, and it charges you, and you go on from there as if you've just processed a credit card payment.
So this is something that will not necessarily be in my phone, but it's another device I'll have to be carrying with me?
Well, no, that's the good thing. That's what Google is doing. They want to take that key fob or that piece of plastic and integrate it into a device you already have with you, your cell phone. And so they are doing that with the RFID chips or the NFC chips that are in the Nexus S model phone. Google only releases one technically Google phone, and mm-hmm. it's their Nexus line. The first one was with T-Mobile, but now they've switched to Sprint, and the Nexus S is the first phone with the built-in NFC chip for Google to use with Google Wallet. So if you are one of those lucky few with a Nexus S around here, you're set in the first step to being able to use Google Wallet.
I'm used to Apple being the people who start this off. Is my iPhone going to be a potential wallet at some point?
It will, and Apple's been looking into this technology for a while. It's rumored that the next iPhone, iPhone 5, well, if that's the next iPhone, you never can tell with Apple, will have the NFC technology in it. Google and Apple tend to end up in horse races with things, and so whoever can get it out first, or if you don't get it out first, you try and do it the most stylish way after that.
Right.
And so that tends to be the Apple way, is let someone run ahead, and then we come out with a cooler version right behind you.
So say I have this Nexus S, and I decide to have a Google Wallet, or eventually I have an iPhone that has the Apple Wallet or whatever. Shouldn't I feel a little skittish about this? I mean, if I reach in my wallet right now, I have a $10 bill that I can pay for something with. No one's going to really take that identity theft through my $10 bill.
Right. Google's taken a lot of steps to keep that to keep security issues at bay. The chip itself doesn't communicate with the phone. It's a separate thing. Which communicates with your Google account through the cloud. And you will link, in this case, Citibank MasterCards can be linked to it pretty much instantaneously. If you don't have a Citi MasterCard, you can link a Google Wallet account and put funds in there. And so you can keep that separate so that you don't have to worry about if you lose your phone. People can run wild with your credit card, although it's very comparable to if you lose your wallet. You have to call and cancel your credit cards. Now, if you lose your phone, you'll need to call and cancel your phone service and your credit card.
What if I'm on a business trip and I need a receipt?
Well,
can I get a receipt?
One of the great things, with any purchase, you'll get a receipt.
Okay.
But they're actually looking at moving towards digital receipts so that when you make your purchase, rather than having to carry around the paper, that digital receipt will be emailed to you or sent to you however you prefer. And so it'll be a good way to cut down on pockets full of receipts, or business transactions can be very easily organized that way.
Say I don't have the Nexus S and it's a while before the others come out and Apple develops theirs. Is there any way I can do this without having the Nexus S, or will I just have to wait?
You can, actually. When it fully releases, it hasn't fully released yet, and it'll just kind of trickle out slowly over the summer. You can, again, go to googlewallet.com and sign up for stuff. And there's a couple criteria that will kind of put you to the front of the list. The first is owning a Nexus S. Mm-hmm. The second is having a Citi MasterCard. If you've got both of those,
you're ready to roll.
You're ready to roll pretty quickly, and they'll try and get you into that group. But as you have less of those things, you go further down the list. Eventually, though, they're actually going to release a sticker that you can put. They'll probably express to put it on your phone, because that's the whole purpose, is to put it on a device you already have mm-hmm. on you. But you could technically put that sticker on anything and use it as that card.
Oh my gosh.
So you can put it on the back of your phone or put it on your wallet conveniently enough, or a key fob or anything like that, and that becomes a Google wallet that you can wave over anything that responds to Google Wallet devices.
Now, I'm imagining that if I'm on Rodeo Drive, or I'm Times Square, or I'm, you know, on the Miracle Mile there in Chicago, I can use this. Is it going to be rolled out to big cities first?
Well, largely. But the good thing is, because of PayPass and what MasterCard has done with their key fobs and things like that, that technology is already out. And in fact, we've got places in the area. I believe the Brahms on College has that technology.
In Fayetteville?
In Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. Some of the BP gas stations in Fayetteville. The Best Buy and Office Depot and Rogers have those. This is all according to... again, if you go to google.com/wallet, there's a thing that says where this works, and you can enter your zip code, and it'll tell you places you can use that technology. So this will be rolling out for a while throughout the summer and into the future, and this is definitely a big shift in how we process things. But it's interesting to see that we've already got the ability to do that in this area.
Okay. All right. So you've already taken – okay. So now you're taking the wallet out of my back pocket. What about books? E-books continue to grow, and there's even – more growth there?
Yeah. Barnes & Noble had a big announcement last week as well, and they released their newest e-book reader, which is a new version of the Nook 2.0, if you will. and they're really excited. Nook's done really well, particularly the Nook Color is actually the second highest.
And that's the name, the Nook Color.
Nook Color is the name of their color e-reading device.
Gotcha.
Which is basically a full-functioning tablet at this point. It's the second best-selling tablet on the market. It's right behind the iPad. So, and largely because it's so affordable. It's $250 for more or less a full-functioning tablet. And they have a huge app store. You can play Angry Birds on your Nook, or read children's books, or do all right. kinds of things. So that's really successful. And so what they've done now is they decided to, we've got this tablet that allows you to do so much, but we know we have readers who are still very dedicated to reading. So since this has been so successful, let's relook at how we did our dedicated e-reader that does nothing but books. And so they took the e-ink technology that they used on the first Nooks. The difference being, with the Nook Color, they use an LCD screen, kind of like your computer, so it's mm-hmm. backlit. And that has some inherent advantages and disadvantages.
Right.
I personally prefer reading on e-ink because it reads like a book. It looks like a book page. It's not backlit, so you have to read it in lighting just like you would a normal book. But it seems, for me at least, to have less strain on my eyes. So they've taken that technology and they've added it to a touch screen. So you're flipping through a book, touching the pages, or moving through your menus by touching your screen. But it's still all that beautiful e-ink black and white color.
Mm-hmm. And it's lighter, is that right?
It is. It's lighter, it's smaller than the first generation Nooks, and as well as the Nook Color. It's about a 6-inch screen, so it's very portable, and then it weighs half a pound.
and you mentioned it's like the iPad. I'm more familiar with the iPad, but you have apps, and you can get the New York Times and things like that, and the NPR app. Will that happen with this?
That won't happen with the new Nook. If you're wanting apps and you're wanting to do a lot of stuff, go with the Nook Color. That's going to give you a lot of functionality. If you want just something to read on, you want the new Nook. One of the great things about it, because it's so focused, is they allow for 2 months of battery life off one charge.
What?
They want you to be able to take this and use it just like a book, so you don't want to have it plugged in all the time. So plug it in once every 2 months, and you can read for 2 months on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so you'd have to charge it 6 times a year?
Approximately, depending on how often you read.
Right.
So.
Wow. Now that's something.
Yeah. They're real proud of it, as they should be. It doubles the reading time of any other e-reader on the market.
Can it hold more books than the previous incarnation? Do you know?
It can. They have an expandable card slot. So it starts off with 2 gigs of room, and that can hold about 1,000 books. But you can put an SD card in the back of it that's up to 32 gigabytes, and that will give you approximately 16,000 books.
Now the Nook is a Barnes & Noble product.
That's correct.
So does that mean it's only... I don't know, somehow you have to go through BarnesandNoble.com to get the books?
You don't. There's some advantages to doing that. You'll automatically have access to the Barnes & Noble store when you log on to any Wi-Fi with your Nook. And then anytime you go into the store, into a Barnes & Noble store, you get offers for like a free coffee, or you can read a book for as long as you want in Barnes & Noble. So there are some advantages to doing that. But they were very deliberate to work well with others, so to speak. They don't want to be the mean kids on the playground. So you can actually take your Nook, and you'll have to plug it into your computer to do things like this, but you can download ebooks from your public library that will stay with you for, I believe, 2 weeks.
Right. I think that's how the Rogers Public Library is doing theirs, that it's a couple of weeks and you have to renew or whatever.
Right. And so you can put that on your Nook. Or if you're a big supporter of local business, I know our own bookstore here in Fayetteville, Nightbird Books, now has an ebook store through Google, and those can be easily put right on your Nook. They actually have directions on how to do that through some links on the Nightbird Book page. So
you can still have your half-pound collection of books and feel good about buying from your local retailer.
Exactly.
If they're a participant.
Absolutely. And you can put those right there on your Nook, and you've got the latest technology, and you're still contributing to local businesses.
And this is in stores now?
It'll come out June 10th. You can pre-order it now. It's $140. You can go to BarnesandNoble.com or Nook.com, which will just take you to the Barnes & Noble website, and pre-order it, and they'll ship out June 10th. And you can go put your hands on one at a Barnes & Noble store on June 10th as well. That's one of the great things about it, is you can take it there to get it looked at or get some help with it, or just go test it out.
This ebook revolution is here, isn't it?
It is.
It's not going away.
This last week, I believe it was as well, Amazon released that they're now selling more books digitally than they are in paper. Hmm. So it's the scale is tipped, and it's a great medium to use. You can use it in combination with books you already have. Books will be around for a while. They're great. There's nothing like the smell of a book or the feel of a book. I'm an English major, so
right.
I love my
right.
books. But I think where books are going is also very exciting.
Right.
So I'll keep my shelves full. They're already as full as they can be, though, so I like having an e-reader that I can pack full of electronic books and not have to kick stuff off to the attic.
We've done a pretty good job of scaring the Luddites who are listening now.
Yeah.
With a new digital wallet, more digital books. Those were both announcements last week. Anything coming up in the next couple of weeks that will change our digital landscape?
Yeah, absolutely. Monday is Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, and they've got some big announcements coming out. They're going to be talking about their new iOS operating system, the new OS Lion, and iCloud, which is another horse race that's going on right now between Google and Apple and Amazon, in this case, with cloud computing and music storage and things of that nature. So everything's going to go into the cloud here pretty soon, and Apple's going to talk about that on Monday.
Do you mind coming back after that and talking to us about what they talked about?
No, I'd be glad to.
All right. Tyrell Dennison, thank you very much.
You bet.